You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, man, shit, we live, bro. What a game, bro.
Wow.
What a game. And I'm only saying that because the quarterback I wanted to win won. But we'll get into the details and the little nuances and all of those small things that matter in these games that look like it just wasn't going to go the Chiefs' way. But, I see somebody crying, Spike.
I see somebody crying. Whoa, look at the white tears. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. And Patrick was waving to him, too, bro.
I saw that at the end.
Oh, man. Hey, man. That was. Hey.
And he crying real tears, too. Look at him.
Woo, I love it, bro. Oh, shit. I don't even know where to begin. We got to start with the game we just watched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not bare to leave, bro. Yep. What are your thoughts?
Wow, man. I just heard a stat that I had never heard and didn't know that he's played in his career. He's never not played in the AFC Championship game, Patrick Mahomes. That is amazing. That's GOAT status. Because this dude has overcome every obstacle possible. We talked about it all year. We talked about, you know, how in me and Spike said it, you know, even though I picked them to lose this game, I think I did anyway. We talked about it. You can't really count Patrick Mahomes out, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how awful they've been this season. Here we are in that one game again from the Super Bowl. It's just mind-blowing. Throughout all these Andy Reid goofy mistakes we see him make, with these stupid play calls at times, he's still a genius enough to get them here, and this is amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Bills to win. You know, I didn't believe in the receivers, and it damn near came true. But as we discussed on a previous broadcast, Andy Reid, I got to give Andy Reid credit because, you know, I was jumping on him early because he had those receivers out there and it's documented. They looked like trash. They couldn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
If those guys were still playing this game, there's no way to win this game. I just refuse to believe. If Kadarius Toney is out there and Sky Moore broke ass is out there, there's no way they're winning this game like that. But Andy Reid made the smart decisions as a coach. He put the people on the field, and they coached up Rashee Rice. And even though he was, you know, really non-existent, but he got guys on the field that's going to make plays, bro.
Right.
And that's the thing that matters the most. And that is the difference that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Rice, Kelsey, Pacheco, MVS, and Hardman, dumbass. So – but that's the core. And if I would have seen this core throughout the season, I may have felt differently, but I didn't. So, and I just call it like I see it. So I'm thrilled because you know, man, you know what was going to happen if Josh Allen had won this game, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
We had the same feeling because they've been trying to give him the crown this whole time. I was frustrated when that fumble happened because it was right. I understand him trying to pick it up and run it in, but following the ball, and I thought that was the game, honestly. I thought that was the point that blew the game for the Chiefs. Like, look, you had an opportunity for a turnover, you did not make it, and Josh Allen's gonna win this game and gonna look like the hero.
Yeah.
That was the way this game was playing out. But lo and behold, that kicker and that wind, it just went the wrong way. MVS had a good game, Ken. What you thought about that? You saw he had two catches for 62 yards.
Nah, he caught a nice pass downfield. You know, I think that's when Mahomes was serving him up, bro. He was hot.
He was so,
and he hit him downfield and he caught it. But it's almost like he caught it with his chest or whatever. But I think the interesting thing about the kick by Bass, you have one job. But these guys are just unreliable, bro. You just never know what's going to happen on these kicks. How many games have been lost because of kicks this past weekend?
Right.
And they were talking about the win. And I think they said something about the win. I can't remember exactly what they said, but it came into play. And that shit sailed. That shit was gone.
It did.
You know, and Pacheco had two great manly runs. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry for all you guys that are upset when we infer these type of things. You know, this toxic masculinity thing, but he had two manly runs and he got the first down, game over.
He did, and
that was it. But I think High Life, you make a great point. Let's get to some of the plays. Diggs dropped the pass he should have caught.
Right.
And
that was a hell of a pass, bro.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, it was. And then there was one play the announcer saw. There was a dig route that was open, and then Allen had a touchdown that he missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the game. So those are the moments, man. You know, those are decision makings that things you have to have. And then, you know, Allen legit fumbled the ball and gave them the game away.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they didn't pick it up. So when they converted that fourth down, I was like, damn, they're gonna actually go down and win this game. But nah, man, they pulled it out. But Diggs, bro, you got to catch that.
You have to.
He didn't get hit on that play. It was pressure. He got pressure, but I don't think he was hit. But Diggs, bro, you can't complain because that was on you, bro.
Yeah, it was, and he's clamoring for these moments. I remember a year ago, probably today, is when he was tripping out, going crazy on Josh Allen on the sidelines. And here it is up to you now, and you're not making it happen. So, yeah, he has nothing to say. Nothing to say.
No, not at all.
I was like, man, this game is going to come down to a Josh Allen mistake or an Andy Reid mistake. One of the two. And it almost happened when Andy Reid ran that little shovel pass to Hardman down there at the goal line. Pacheco had a nice run, got you down to like the 2-yard line. Give that man the ball, let him put it in the end zone and do what he does best. Run with them legs high and angry and put the ball in the end zone. And I didn't understand that call, and we saw how it played out.
They were throwing snowballs at Patrick Mahomes. I can't tell you how pissed off I was at that call by Andy Reid. He does that dumb shit all the damn time. There's no need to call that play. You have three times to get it in. And you guys are leaning. I was surprised that they were running the ball as effectively as they were on the Bills. But you guys are leaning on the Bills. You're getting like 3-4 yards a carry.
Man.
Why are you getting cute? It makes no sense.
Right. None. And, of course, he put the ball on the ground. Like I said, that almost cost you the game right there. That was your chance to – put a nail in the coffin and kind of put the stamp on the game. You'd have been up, they would have went up 10 at that point and made this lead almost insurmountable because they could not stop Kansas City. They couldn't stop them.
Mm-mm.
So there was no point in doing nothing cute. There was no need to get cute at that point. So I don't understand. But
yeah,
them it played out still and they were able to get past it.
Yeah, they overcame it and you know, a couple of things I think because it happened right after I was like, well, this game gonna, because nobody was stopping anybody. And right. I was like, well, this game is gonna come down to whoever fucks up first. And these fools ran a damn Dan Campbell ass call. I fucks with Campbell's aggressiveness, but he makes some idiotic calls. And we saw Thursday when he played the Packers. Yeah. That was a damn Dan Campbell. Why the hell are you going for a fake punt with a tight game like that? And you basically damn near gave it back to him. That was idiotic. Yeah. And that was the mess up. But of course, Andy Reid and Hardman gave it right back because Hardman tried to, you know, he tried to score and break the plane, but
yeah, they wanted to, and it was DeMar Hamlin on the punt fake. I agree. They were trying to make it a moment, I guess, and you know, make DeMar Hamlin. I forgot he was even playing. I thought he was still in you know, the DNP list, but evidently they were trying to get him a shot to make a play, but that was not the time.
That wasn't And so let me ask you, and I guess people in the chat, y'all help me out, because I have they ever ran Josh Allen that much before? It felt like, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm asking, because it felt like they were trying to make him a hero.
I don't recall. Not this year they haven't. He was gonna get at least 9 carries, you know, according to the line. The line had him at 8.5. So, and a lot of people were going over. So I figured he would run the ball, but I think he ran it, what, 12 times, something like that, 12 or 13 times, which okay. It was definitely a lot, especially when you have Cook, who cooked them the last time. Cook played well, so I would presume he would get most of those carries, but he didn't. So it was a lot. He carried the ball a lot.
Yeah, so the chat saying is not this year, but in the past they have.
Right.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was just weird. It's like we are at home and we're just gonna put this ball in the football in Josh Allen's hands, and right. He's gonna get all these stats and he's gonna finally slay the dragon and get to the AFC championship game. And I won't say that he necessarily blew it, because he was okay in spots, but he just didn't make the plays that when you're trying to be at that level of where Patrick is at, you got to make. You got to make that read of that dig coming across, and you got to be able to make that throw. That's kind of what separates, these guys. And there's a thing that I look at, you know, when it comes to, like, math. And when they were talking about the Chiefs having given up 21 points or something, you know, in a game all season long, and the Bills got to 24, you know, I'm thinking, like, at some point, the stats, the averages got to kick in, right. You know, and it did. I didn't think the Chiefs were going to stall out at 27, but, you know, that defense stood up, and they got a lot of key stops when they needed to get the key stops. Mm-hmm. It's just offensively, they sputtered out as well. And that kind of became the issue on a couple of those plays, but yeah, it was a great game, bro. I was in here yelling at the TV, especially when Allen fumbled that ball.
Yeah. Oh yeah. These playoffs have been really impressive. When you look at it in the totality, at least, you know, I can at least honestly say first halves have been competitive at least in almost mm-hmm. every game. So in saying that, we've been seeing some good football. Competitive football, put it that way. I ain't gonna say good football, but it's been competitive, you know, in every game throughout. You know, I hate it for these teams that it comes down to a kicker, and but it happens, and it's part of the game. So you just got to move on with the flow, keep rolling with the punches, and get on to next week. That's surviving advance. And Kansas City was able to do it again. I know them Buffalo Bills fans got to be hurt. It's one thing to lose it, but to keep losing to Patrick Mahomes got to hurt. That's got to, especially after you beat him in the regular season. That's got to
stink. Yeah, that's a hell of a stat to beat him in the regular season, but in the game that matters, the game that counts, the game that great quarterbacks are judged by is, can you win these ugly-ass games? Can you come back when you need to? Can you put your team on the back? And right. And he did not. And he had 2 chances. He missed 2 passes, and he left it up into the hands of the kicker. You know, and Yeah. So, and we've seen that happen. So, I will say before we get to the game before this, and I'm gonna have to lean on to you for that a little bit, but I was honestly surprised by how well the Chiefs offense played. I mean, from what I've seen, they just haven't looked good offensively. I know they've been playing better, you know, for the last couple of games, but yeah, man, I mean, they were damn near getting everything that they wanted, running the ball and passing the ball. So I think they, you know, Andy Reid or whoever called a really good game on that, because I thought they were going to struggle offensively, and they didn't in that whole first half until things slowed down in the fourth.
Right. Yeah, it was a hell of a game. Like I said, it was a hell of a game plan, a hell of a game. They did everything that they needed to do to win this game. You know, defense has to – if you have any shot at winning next week, you're going to have to step up defensively and make these plays and get some of, you know, get some of that mojo back on defense that they had. But like you said, they made the plays that were necessary at the time. You know, shout out to Chris Jones, who pushed that tackle back into – Josh Allen when he had that got open in the end zone, because that was a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That was a touchdown. If he could have stepped into the throw, that would have been a touchdown. But his own offensive lineman bumped him and threw that whole timing pattern off. And he did have Diggs over the middle, short, but he went for it all. He knew what he was doing, and it just knocked it off course. It's just those little timing things that just have to happen in order to win the game. And you won the game. You survived. You advanced. Shout out to them. Patrick Mahomes, his first road win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because he don't ever go on the road. But he got it done in a place that was cold and you know, the fans going crazy. He made it happen. He shut all that out and did what he did Patrick Mahomes things, and he won that game.
One of my favorite moments in the game was, I think they had just scored a touchdown, and Patrick was on the sideline. He was hyped. Like, he was talking shit to his teammates. He was like, let's go. Let's do this. Let's, like, he was locked in, bro. And yeah. And I was like, bro, I think they're going to have a problem this end, because he himself turned it up and took it to another level. And he was able to kind of read and react to what the defense was giving him. So nah, man, great job by Patrick, bro. I was definitely impressed. I mean, I'm always impressed when I watch him, but
yeah,
the way he was carving them up and just put it, like, well, I think they scored on 9 of 11 possessions.
Wow.
Until Nicole,
that's
and
wild.
Went 0-4, so yeah, I didn't think they were going to win this game. So I didn't see this coming at all.
That was one person I was more impressed with than Patrick Mahomes, though. And that was Jason Kelce. It was that Jason Kelce jumping out did you see him jump out of the box?
I think that was him, because somebody said he retired for real.
And then he jumped. It wasn't the fact that he jumped out. It was the fact, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, but he jumped back in. His jump
nah,
back
I didn't
in,
see it.
I was like, God, man, that was athletic. But if that was I thought it looked like Jason Kelce, but I was like, that can't be, because I had the TV turned down at the time. But I was like, is that Jason Kelce? But yeah, he had a good time at the game.
He ain't got shit else to do. But I think that's dope, though. Like that, I mean, that's, you know, they competed on the field. You know, they probably take jabs at his brother, but that's his brother. He's like rooting for him. Like,
yeah,
you know, I thought that was. I think that's. I always think that's dope to see, bro. So.
Right, right. Like if you don't get it, if I don't get it, then you need to get it. So I mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
and I enjoy seeing him much more than watching Taylor Swift. I'm so sick of seeing Taylor Swift. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, it looks like Travis might be over the T-Swift curse. He's putting numbers on the board now.
Yeah, he seemed to be back a little bit now.
Mm.
He's tired of the talk.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, another team that's gotten back after 32 years.
Wow.
You know, I saw Kyle put this in the chat. No, it was B. It was B Petty Ass.
Yeah.
Put this in the chat that they went 0-16 and still got to an NFC Championship game before the Dallas Cowboys. The Lions win what turned into a thriller.
Yes.
Game. So, reason why I said I have to rely on you is because I only saw the fourth quarter because we were recording. Okay. And I was like, man, the chat is quiet. So I don't – if the Bucs were winning, it would really be noisy. So the Lions must be winning. But when I looked at the box score and I looked at the scoring, I was like, dang, it seemed like it was a pretty close game until the Lions went up by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Baker came back, and I got to give it to Baker for this drive. He had a hell of a drive. He had a hell of a fourth down conversion to Mike Evans, and he had a hell of a touchdown pass to Mike Evans, which came right when I was telling Jalen, like, Mike Evans got to make a play. You're the playmaker, bro. You got to make a play, and the Lions defense is us. You know, they can get got, and it happened. Mm-hmm. I also told Jalen that when the Lions had to punt and they were up by 8, and I definitely want to hear your thoughts on that 2-point going for 2, that I said, well, what's going to happen? Either Baker's going to throw an interception or he's going to fumble the ball. I said, I don't know what's going to happen first, and I'll be damned if he didn't throw a goddamn interception. Shelton, when they showed the replay, I don't know what the hell he was looking at, because that shirt is blue as hell, and it was all in front of that receiver.
He saw the same thing Jordan Love saw last night. I don't know, because it looked almost identical to the place that they threw the pick to, but I don't know what Baker had a tremendous game up to that point. He threw 2 interceptions. The first interception, to me, was more on Mike Evans. He tipped the ball up in the air, you know, that first – possession, Mike Evans didn't have a great game, but they had an opportunity too. Tampa had an opportunity to put a nail in the coffin early, because Detroit wanted the ball. No matter what, they wanted the ball first. No matter what, they were going to get the ball. Both sides wanted. One wanted the defense out, one wanted the offense out, put it that way. And they took them and went 3 and out. So you had every opportunity to take advantage of this game and take advantage of that situation. And they turn the ball right back over at the 50. Detroit goes down and kicks a field goal, field goal, field goal. You know, it's an even matchup through the first half. Second half, different story, and that's when the tide started to change. But Tampa was in this game the whole way. They had every opportunity, though, to take this game away from Detroit and did not. So, you know, Baker did throw for 350 yards. So he had a decent game. But it was a couple of blitz pickups that killed him in this game. He was sacked maybe 3 or 4 times on crucial drives. When they were in field goal range, he got knocked out of field goal range. One of them, Ronald, the running back, slipped trying to come and pick up a blitz. It was just crazy stuff. Like, it was just crazy. And Todd Bowles being Todd Bowles went 4 for 2. I don't know what he was thinking about on that play. But they had the opportunities, but Detroit snatched it away.
The 2-point conversion was the craziest thing that I didn't understand. And I heard the announcers talking about like kicking 2 field goals, which okay. I think the other thing, like, okay, so you think you're gonna get the ball back twice to get 2 field goals. And you know, but the other thing, just in case, you know, and so okay, let me back up. So the way Jalen, because he was there, because I was like, this is stupid. But he was like, well, the math still adds up, because if you don't get it, you still got to go for 2, because it's still an 8-point game.
Right.
Now I'm going to add in what the announcers, I guess, was trying to make sense of it by saying that if they could get two stops and stall out on offense, they can kick a field goal, get another stop, then kick a field goal and tie the game. So, but either way it goes, that shit was dumb as hell to me. It's the playoffs, bro.
Right.
You know, you got two touchdowns. You just marched down the field in under 2 minutes, like right under 2 minutes.
Right.
You could probably do it again, even though that was a 90-yard drive. That was going to be hard. But nevertheless, you did it before. And right. You got the stop you needed.
Yeah, you did. So,
I didn't understand it. So I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the whole game on NFL Plus. But yeah.
It still didn't make sense. And I get that logic, but you wouldn't have the time enough to kick two field goals. You hadn't. Right. It's tough to get three and outs on them anyway. And they were moving the ball, you know, kind of methodically down the field. Detroit was most of the second half. So it's going to be tough. You can get a three and out, but it's still not likely you're going to do it twice. So my thing is, you know, you put the points on the board, put every point you can on the board, come out, play defense, get one stop, and then you go back down and try to score another touchdown. That's how you win that game. Not put yourself in that position where you have to have a two-point conversion to tie the game. I don't like that.
Yeah, because it's almost like you're losing the game twice, if that makes any sense. Like right. You didn't get the first two-point conversion, and then you need to get this two-point conversion. You don't get that. It's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. It made absolutely no sense to me at all. And so I'll be curious to see how that game went, because I know the Bucs defense was pretty tough, but it looked like on that drive that they put them up by two touchdowns. Like, them boys were like, Goff was like, nah, I'm about to put this shit away right now.
Yeah.
And Saint Brown.
Yeah.
And Gibbs, like they were like, nah, let's go end this. And mm-hmm. the defense did their job, even though they gave it a touchdown away. Because fourth and 15, you get a sack, it's fourth and 15, and the corner got picked. But it's just like you didn't set the edge and allow Baker to get out. And once that cornerback got picked, that's an easy ass damn throw right there to make. So, but I think it was one play where Goff threw it to St. Brown and he coughed the ball 2 yards behind the sticks, turned around and just drove for that first down.
Yeah. I love that dude, man. That's one player that's one of my favorites because he played with such grit. He defines what Detroit is all about. Him and Montgomery, those guys, man, they play Detroit football, and it's a beautiful thing to watch when they're cooking like that. They did what they had to do to win this game. Now Tampa played above their level, and Detroit did where they were where they're supposed to be, and they won it. They pulled it out. And it was just a good thing to me to see games like these two games came down to the last drive. Both of them did. So it wasn't like we were sitting here watching some boring football all day. Matter of fact, three of the four games that we watched this weekend came down to the last drive. So, you know, the only one was of course, the Ravens rolling like they did. But even that was good football up until, you know, the third quarter. So it's really interesting to me, too, that every home game is held serve, every home team is held serve. Up until this game, I forgot about Dallas. But, you know, it's only been two upsets this whole playoffs. Other than that, it's pretty much – well, I can't say that because it's been upsets. But I'm just saying as far as the home team hold and serve, it's been going the way it should.
Yeah.
Brackets are set up.
Yep. So, but, yeah, man, congrats to the Browns. Congrats to the Lions. Because, you know, I think we may have – I don't know if we mentioned this on the show. I know we talked about it in the chat. But the GM or whoever I forgot his role, but he's a brother from HBCU.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy in the front office.
Yep.
That helped put this whole thing together.
Shout out to Will Kyle. Yeah, he did say that. North Carolina A&T, I think. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. So, I think that was – did you see the tweet – where he was in the when they won the game last week, and he was in the elevator and he kept saying "woo woo," he was so hyped, bro. So, but yeah, you know, I know Detroit, and we'll have more about this later. I know you're happy to get one, but you love you get two, and now you got to get greedy and go get three.
You got to get three. You got to get three.
It is gluttony, bro. You got to go just get four and just be done with it.
Yep. because you're here now. You got the opportunity, man.
Brad Holmes.
Ain't nothing is right there. All you got to do is take it. Let me ask you on the other side. You think that Baker Mayfield has earned a starting job, or should they be looking to get a long-term quarterback?
I think if there's not an option available in the draft that they like, which I doubt because they had a deep playoff run, and there's not anybody on the free agent market, and I don't think it's looking nice out there, then I think Baker is your guy. Now, you won 9 games with him. You were in a weak-ass division, so it was easy to win the division. Mm-hmm. But you know your limitations. But you know that if you get there, you got a chance to win one because he's, what, 2-2 in the playoffs?
Right.
You know, so – you know, he's won his first round since he's been in there twice.
Right.
But you also know that it's a possibility that he's going to throw an interception when you need him not to.
Right.
I think what he's proved is that he can be a capable quarterback. You may not win a Super Bowl with him, but you'll win games with him, and you may win a playoff game with him, but you won't be able to compete for a title unless everything else is perfect. Like, he would have to be almost in like a Purdy situation where you're just kind of managing the game, but you can make a couple of key plays when you need to, and you got everything else around you to work.
Right.
And then you can just function within that system. But if you're relying on him to be the guy, then you might be in trouble.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson said, they're a quarterback away from being a dominant team. And I was like, wow, that's a shot. He ended up picking him off in that first quarter. But that's pretty much where it is. And I forgot, I don't know if you forgot this, but this team was a couple years removed from the Super Bowl.
I know. So,
you know, you still got a lot of champions on that team that are still getting major minutes and major burn. So it's not like this team, the cupboard was not bare in Tampa. They were not special, but they weren't in complete rebuild mode. They still had a lot of veterans on that team and a lot of key pieces that stuck around. So all they had to do was, you know, catch lightning in a bottle, which they did. And they almost won 2 playoff games. Very close. They had not.
Organizationally, I would love to see, and maybe the Athletic has some pieces on it. They tend to get some of the good details and intel on teams, but were they even trying to go to the second round of the playoffs? Like, did they just like Baker? Was you just going to be a bridge QB, a stopgap, and then he goes in here and and mess up everything, bro? You costing us draft capital.
Oh man, I think him and Ty Bowles are supposed to be lame ducks, and they both messed everything up. So it's difficult to move past either one of them at this point.
Yeah. Dragon Knight saying that the Lions are frauds. That man, he is bitter. we got a quick super chat. What y'all think of the Bills giving the ball to Hamlin? Did they?
That's what I was talking about. That's what I was saying earlier about they were trying to make it a moment. They were trying to make that special. I think. I didn't realize he was off the non-active list. I didn't even realize he was playing until he made a special teams tackle, and then they tried to fake with him. That was the craziest thing ever. That was him on that fake.
Oh, okay. I totally missed that, bro.
Yeah, that was him that they faked the ball to. I mean, when they faked that punt that was running. So I think they were trying to make it a moment.
He already had a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I went too far.
Oh, man. Too far.
But, damn. All right. But anyway, it was a good game, bro. It was a good game. So I'm happy the Chiefs win. So this is good. So now we get Lamar versus Patty.
Wow. Woo! Long time coming.
Mm.
Long time coming. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Manny pointed out in the chat, two black quarterbacks in the AFC championship game. That's cool that two of the four left are black. So we making our mark.
Yeah.
We're making our mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, it's so one way or the other, it's going to be a black versus white ball. And if Detroit get there, it's going to be black versus a black city that's being gentrified. So it's just, you know, so yeah, it should be interesting. So Detroit, San Francisco, Chiefs, and Ravens, man, oh my God, bro.
Yeah.
This is the Kobe LeBron that we all wish we would have gotten.
Yes.
That never happened.
Yes.
So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm proud of Lamar. I'm proud of Patty doing what people have said he can do. And I'm proud and thankful that, more importantly, Shelton, we don't have to listen to him hype up Allen the rest of
the Jesus Christ. We can kill that noise. We can kill that noise. That's a wrap. And I thought we had killed it earlier when they were struggling, but they reincarnated him. He came right back up.
Came back like Jesus, bro.
He did. He did. I thought it was over with early. Like I said, they were struggling at one point in the year, early in the year. After they lost that game to Philly, that was like a couple in a row. So it was really looking like it was over with then. But some kind of way he got reincarnated, and that made it even greater for the people that were supporting him. But like you said, we passed it now. It's over with. They can bury that.
Mm-hmm.
They can bury that.
All right. Well, the rest of the crew will be there Tuesday. So, you know, I definitely going to have to hear from Spike, but it's fine. I don't care. You know, he earned it and I'm happy, so I'll take it. But, so he'll be there. FIFA will be there. So, full crew will be in the house. And yeah, man, we'll see you guys then. So once again, thank you guys for checking us out. There go B. What up, B? What up, B? Congratulations, brother. And I hope you're starting to feel well. I know this definitely helped lift your spirits up, you know, earlier today. So congrats, man. Let's go get another one, B.
B, my brother asked, what were you watching today on TV? So were you watching the game or no? I told him I know he watching that game. The game is on, and even if he ain't watching it, it's on in the other room. He listening to it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, bro, I'm not gonna. Well, I don't know. I'll save that for Tuesday. I'll say that take for Tuesday. We'll wait to see if B's still here. If he's gonna comment if he was watching the game or not, and then we'll call it the night.
He ain't say it, but I know, B, I know you watching that game. I know you watching the game. Your protest got to be over with, especially this year. You can't not watch this special moment for your team.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, yeah. He said, no, he just saw the final seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel you, B. I feel you, B. But anyway, all right, man. Well, we'll catch you guys Tuesday. That's going to do it for us, man. We appreciate everybody coming through. And we out. Peace.
Peace.